Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's recipe is for Ninja Foodie frozen chicken breast. Have you ever wanted to cook chicken breast, but all you've got is loads of frozen chicken breast in the freezer? Well, let me introduce you to frozen chicken breast in the Ninja Foodie cooking pot. And if I'm being honest, the thing I like most about it is that when you've got those chicken breasts that have stuck together in the freezer, you can cook these from frozen in the Ninja on the pressure cooker setting, and it will do a perfect job and they will be lovely and moist and delicious. And the thing is, if you did the same thing in the air fryer, they wouldn't be as nice. They'd take forever to do. But this is just such a simple method using some stuck together frozen chicken breast portions. And this happens a lot to me because when I freeze the chicken breast, often you've been sold them in a container that's way too big. They're not in a tray, so they've gone in a Ziploc bag like this. So that's how they naturally end up being stuck together compared to if you just bought them in an actual packet. So you can do as few or as many as you want. I'm going with 1.2 kilos. I'm going to put that into a calculator. That works out with 2.6 pounds. I could go as low as 1 pound and I could do 4 pounds on the similar kind of recipe and it would still work just as well. And then I'm also using 400 ml of chicken stock, salt and pepper. And then once it's done, it can be like shredded chicken and then you can toss it in some barbecue sauce before serving. Another option, I don't know whether you've ever been on Slimming World or Weight Watchers, but on either of those, plain salsa is a food that you can have as much of as you want, just like you can with tinned tomatoes. So another option is to swap the chicken stock for salsa. And then you've got what they call in the Instant Pot pressure cooking world, salsa chicken. And it's just as delicious. And then you can use this as a taco filling or to make a taco salad bowl with. It's just a million uses for just a great bit of frozen chicken breast. And then, of course, you could switch this up. You could use this exact same recipe for frozen chicken thighs too if you wanted to. So the recipe works by dumping a block of frozen chicken breast into the Ninja Foodie cooking pot. It can be really, really solid. It can be partly thawed if you wanted to, but ours literally from the freezer straight into the Ninja after packaging has been removed. And then pour over whatever liquid you're using to smother your chicken breast. We use some chicken gravy. You can use chicken stock. Like I mentioned, you could use salsa, you can use tinned tomatoes, just as long as there's enough to stop the chicken from getting dry, it's smothered and it will go to pressure. That's the most important thing. Then place the lid on the Ninja Foodie and set the valve to sealing, ready for pressure cooking. Pressure cook for 20 minutes, followed by a 10 minute natural pressure release before releasing the remaining pressure. Then remove the chicken breasts and you'll notice that they're really, really tender and they're kind of like a log of chicken breast soon. So you just need to use your meat claws to shred them and then you've got perfect chicken breast. Season with salt and pepper and then toss in some barbecue sauce and you've got delicious Ninja Foodie frozen chicken breast straight away ready for getting onto the dinner table. And of course, if you search Ninja Foodie chicken breast over at RecipeThis.com, you can find both this recipe, our thawed chicken breast as well, and then you can use it in your meal planning for the Ninja Foodie. Thanks for listening and don't forget to head over to RecipeThis.com as we have a Ninja Foodie category just dedicated to our Ninja Foodie recipes. As well as that, you'll find a Ninja Foodie cookbook that is jam-packed with Ninja Foodie recipes that you can download and then print and follow along at home.